Marshawn Lynch.
Oof. We had to play well up front with our front seven. We had to have gap control. Our linebackers had to hit their gaps. And we have to do a good job of getting multiple guys to the point of attack. We have to gang tackle him. He's a very physical back. He has great power, balance, body control. But one guy is not going to bring him down.
Because he doesn't go down easily, is there a chance to strip the ball from him?
For sure. You know, that's always part of what we try to do. We want to get multiple guys to the ball. And, you know, if one guy's standing them up, you know, the second or third guy, and we definitely want a ball search.
You've worked there. I mean, they had such an emphasis on speed for so long.
Yeah.
Lynch is kind of a different thing.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Yeah, well, I mean, he can do it all. I mean, he can run. You know, he has the balance. Again, he has the power. He's a violent runner. I mean, you see him, and he's physical at the point. He's trying to club guys, you know, when they're trying to tackle him. So we're going to have our hands full with just speed, effort, getting multiple guys to the point of attack.
You don't think he changes sort of their overall look on offense?
I think they do a little bit. Their offense is a little bit different. You know, obviously with Bill being here, you can see kind of the differences in what they're doing now compared to the last 2 years. Their coordinator, Todd Dowling, does an excellent job. You know, they're scoring a bunch of points. So there are some differences, but definitely in a run game, I think it's a little different.
What kind of resource can Bill Musgrave be in terms of just knowing their personnel?
The thing I try to get from Bill is really just the strengths and weaknesses of different guys on offense. You know, they're talented, all three levels, you know, the O-line, the backs, the receivers, you know, obviously the quarterback. But it's really the strengths and weaknesses, how they operate. But in terms of scheme, they're a little bit different. So we're going to rely on the tape, what we see, and just get the strengths and weaknesses from Bill.
What was it scheme-wise that the Redskins did so well against them, especially
in passing? Week in and week out in the NFL, it's always about matchups. What type of offense you're going against, the players they have, how you match up against those players. Washington just had a nice game plan. They had good pass rush up front. The coverage bottom time, you know, they kept the hat on the hat. They were always on the body, and it just created some problems. Oakland is a good offense. I'm sure they'll bounce back. They were just off that night.
Did you take any little cues of what the Redskins did against Oakland and use that in your game plan?
You always look to see what similar defensive concepts they're running, and if you can adopt those concepts, then you put it in your game plan. So there's a few things that they do that is part of our base defense, so we'll have those things included. But we're always going to put our own twist on what we're trying to do.
Looking back, what do you take from the film of the Bills game to build off of going forward?
You know, when you go out, you have to make sure that you're executing all the little details, executing your techniques to have success on Sunday. You have to give credit to Buffalo. They had a very good game plan. They beat us straight up. They were better that day. For me as a play caller, I had a few change-ups early in the game that worked. I think I stayed with them a little too long, and it put our guys in tough situations before I settled back down. So it was a lesson learned for me, but at the end of the day, whether it's coaching or playing, you got to make sure that you can execute on game day.
Through 3 weeks against three really good running backs, you guys lead the league in run defense. How much pride can you personally take in that?
It's really – everything's about the players. I mean, you know, we have a lot of the same players. The scheme is very similar. They're just doing a good job executing what we want them to do. I think our coaching staff, you know, from Bill Collard to Reggie Herring, Fred Puggage, Marcus Robinson, Johnny Lynn, all those guys, Chris Beek, Charles Gordon, they've all done a great job, and you're seeing the results on Sunday.
Coach said that the defense didn't have great eyes in the game against the Bills.
Is
that something that has been a big emphasis this week? How do you coach that up?
Yeah, it's always an emphasis. And, again, I think I put them in some difficult situations. And when you play a team, play action, they're running the ball, and you get a lot of bootleg, if your eyes aren't right and you're just off a little bit, you can cut guys loose. And that's what happened to us a little bit last Sunday.
Are teams attacking you differently with wide receivers because you've given them four touchdowns to wide receivers in three games? Last year it was seven for the entire season.
Yeah. I don't think it's just about execution. There's some plays, some difficult plays that teams have run, but we know that we can cover it. We've repped those plays. Any play we had issues in the game, we always rep it the next week. But I don't think it has anything to do with the receivers or this or that. I just think we just got to play better.
To sort of talk to Will and Justin about if you're a quarterback and you're looking at Akeem or Chris or Bradley,
right. You're
probably coming back to them at some point. Do you have to sort of keep them from getting too concerned or worried about all that?
No, not really. Everybody has their own job they have to do. I mean, and sooner or later, man, they're going to come after you. The biggest thing for each guy out there is that they execute their job. You know, each guy is going to have their opportunities to make plays. It's really about four or five each game, and you have to be able to step up and do that when your number's called.
Do you think, looking at it, people have come after them a little bit, or have you not seen that?
You really don't know. You know, the last couple games, you know, the tight ends have had a bunch of catches on us. But with each of those teams, their tight ends were a big part of their offense. We just had to do a better job of just executing our coverages and playing our techniques.
Can Cook cause some problems as well? He's at 13 catches.
Oh, yeah. 40. Yeah, he's definitely a pass-receiving tight end. He's long. He's athletic. He can stretch you down the field vertically. He's good at the top of routes in terms of creating separation. So we're going to have to do a really good job of playing coverage on him.
Thanks.
Okay. Yep. Thanks. Thank you.